working on Wellness Wednesday. And each Wednesday we do a segment that really allows us to get into working on wellness. It could be Senator Rounds and Gene, what they're going through with cancer. Or it could be the state epidemiologist in South Dakota talking a little bit about a 30-year-old that is the first of the West Nile cases here. Or it could be a guy by the name of Dr. Max, who listened closely. We heard a lot of the back pain being a part of what Gene had, and yes, back pain sometimes crosses into your arena.
Yes, indeed. And good morning, everybody. I want wanted to make sure that everyone knows we talk about how chiropractic can help with people's pain, especially back pain, and that chiropractors, part of our training, we have as many hours in school as a medical doctor does. We don't spend as much time on pharmacology because we don't prescribe drugs, spend more time on the musculoskeletal system. But one thing we're trained in is to know our own limitations and know when a referral is necessary. And even Mrs. Round's case, they said, well, we're not sure what it is. Let's give it 90 days. And she was back in 30. Typical chiropractic is if you don't get the kind of response you expect in 2 weeks, try something different for another 2 weeks. And if you don't get a response, you need to refer that patient to find someone that can help them.
Know what to have in your toolbox, too. And today we're going to use the word upstream. I'm not sure what that means, but I bet you're going to tell me.
Well, that's right. And you notice that rather than have Bill say the word subluxation today,
did it last week.
But you said epidemiologist today, and I was really impressed.
Well, you know, it's about 8 times I've had to say that this week because West Nile comes in. What are you going to do?
Exactly. West Nile... tough thing, winds up being a neurological disease also. But by upstream, I mean, let's say someone has elbow tendonitis. Their golf game, they suffer from that every time they hit the ball. They have a little pain. If they hit it a little too thick and stub the club, the pain's excruciating. And then what happens is your body remembers that pain, and it destroys your normal golf swing. It isn't the same. You're compensating. Rather than just treat the elbow, the chiropractors at Reinecke Chiropractic Clinic are going to look upstream. From the elbow, the nerves go up and come out of the neck. Neck is a prime area to have spinal problems. You don't have to be rear-ended to have spinal problems in the neck. You don't have to play football. All you have to do is sit in front of a computer screen 8 hours a day, and you're going to wind up with a cervical problem. So by finding a nerve compromise in the neck, we can enable the body to heal that elbow tendonitis like it has always wanted to, but it was unable to because of the nerve deficit in the neck.
You know, we've been talking this morning about ages. We talked about the first case with the West Nile being 30 to 39, and it's usually 50 plus. We're talking about Gene Rounds and the fact that they didn't have a cancer in their family. You know, it's one of those things that regardless of age, most anything can happen.
Indeed. And I'm glad you brought up that point of age. One thing that makes me probably the proudest or makes me think that people appreciate me, and we all want to be appreciated in the world, is that when they're getting ready for their big 4-day, 5-day, 4th of July weekend, they feel okay, but they come in to get an adjustment before their vacation so that they feel a little better, so that they don't feel worse. And for someone that, even you, Bill, you went to the chiropractor when you had a problem. Now that you don't think you have any problems, you haven't been in. Key word is think you don't have any problems. These people come in. What are you here for? Oh, I just want to get tuned up before the vacation. Anything?
Or a 6-mile walk in D.C., which is what I was doing.
That too. And anything bothering you? Not really. I just want to tune up. And after the adjustment, I say, how does that feel? And they say, I feel better. And how can you take someone that medically, how can you take someone that feels okay and suddenly make them feel better? That's what chiropractic does. And we talked last week about clearer vision, brighter colors after an upper cervical adjustment. I've asked a few of my patients, and they said, no, no one should poo-poo that. That's for sure. The world seems clear to me after you adjust my neck the way you do, Dr. Reinicke. And I also have to add one other thing. As we get older, we feel our problems more. We all get to a point where we're so old that a chiropractor can't help with our problems anymore. We're bedbound, we're in a wheelchair, whatever. But what I've noticed is in the people that at your age, 60s, 70s, that are in pretty good shape when they came in 10, 15, 20 years ago, now in their 80s, rather than being the ones that can't come in anymore because they're too infirm, they're coming in because they want to stay active. I have patients in their 80s that still turkey hunt. I've got patients in their late 70s that still walk 4 miles a day. And if they can't, they think something's wrong that I have to do something about, and I do. I'm getting a little sidetracked on our upstream thing. But for those of you that have never been adjusted, you really don't know what it's like. And if you can imagine going through your life having never brushed your teeth, and someone pulls out a toothbrush and you go, what is that? That concept, how foreign that seemed, Bill just winced and had an ugly frown at the thought of never brushing his teeth. That is how chiropractors and chiropractic patients think when we say, could you go the rest of your life without an adjustment? And we all say, well, no, no way. And we think how the poor folks that never been adjusted, they don't know what it feels like. We can't help but think what they're missing.
He's Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic, and for the lady that was asking me last week after church before I got my donut with the
just
the
one?
Time. Well, it was, yeah, I was really being pretty good, okay, so good. I don't know why. But
Your wife was around.
She was around. She actually warmed hers up and left mine be cold, but it all worked out. But she was saying, hey, tell me about Dr. Max. Tell me what he might be able to do with neck, back, et cetera.
Okay. We have lots of people that listen, and we have lots of people that wind up coming in after hearing Bill and I talk about chiropractic on the radio. If you're kind of on the fence, you're not quite ready to make an appointment, what you can do is call our office. I have some CDs that I have made up that explain how we do things at Reinicke Chiropractic Clinic, how things work, and it would help someone to decide. Do I really want to come in and see if chiropractic can help me or not? Call 335-0880. We would be happy to mail you out that CD. And if you have made up your mind, today is one of the few days that I can't say call today, feel better tonight. We'll see you the same day you call because we are booked ahead of the long 4th of July weekend. But if you think that you have a problem, oh, here's a good one. If you go to the medical doctor and they're basically stumped, all they do is tests and they don't do anything to help, why not try a chiropractic examination and see what we have to say?
All right. You have mentioned ringing in the ears, dizziness, all things that people seem to get regardless of age.
Okay.
How can you help there?
There again, we go upstream. We don't have to go as far because the brain stem is the area of the brain that has the nucleus, or the plural nuclei, for the cranial nerves that have something to do with our dizziness, our blood pressure, the tinnitus, the ringing, the sensory organs, the ears, and adjusting the upper cervical spine many times helps with vertigo, which is dizziness, tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. I heard one poor, he was in last week. They found us on the internet, But he had had vertigo for 10 months.
Wow.
So bad, and he could hardly leave his bedroom. And the ear, nose, and throat people kept doing the Epley maneuver, and it didn't help. That I think a chiropractor could have helped him with.
He's Dr. Max. If you have questions, again, maybe over the 4th of July, you get your courage up.
That's right.
And you say, gee, you know, we heard these young gentlemen talking about all the things that could have S's in them, could be a spine, could be subluxation, could be all of the above. But they need to take a little courage, and they need to make sure their toolbox includes the chiropractor.
We can't help you if you don't call. 335-0880.
Dr. Max, we do appreciate you being with us. You have a good 4th of July. How are you spending it?
Up at Lake Ponset with my family.
That's a good thing to do.
We're looking forward to it. And I hope everyone else has a safe and blessed 4th of July. And wave and respect that American flag.
There you go. Dr. Max, we'll talk again towards the end of the month.
Indeed. Thank you, Bill. Happy golfing.